This is Real Presence Live on the RPR Network, bringing you stories of faith and hope through local hosts and guests from across the Upper Midwest. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to Real Presence Live. My name is Lynn Devitt. I'm the Executive Director for Real Presence Radio. We just got done with a fun conversation with Bob and Josie Noel. Josie is on a newer Saints Alive podcast on Saint Cecilia. So if you're not familiar with Saints Alive, it's a great way to introduce kids and start building friendships between your kids and saints. And it's very fun for adults too. It's definitely not just for kids. Our next segment though is with Deacon Harold Burke Sivers, who's on the line. Welcome, Deacon.
Hello. Thank you, Lynn. It's great to talk to you again.
Yeah, it's good to have you here. I think a lot of people will probably recognize your voice and you, but for those who aren't sure who you are, would you be willing just to give a quick intro?
Sure. Yeah, as you mentioned, I'm Deacon Harold Burke Sivers. I'm a deacon in the Archdiocese of Portland in Oregon. And I say it that way because there is a Diocese of Portland, Maine. And sometimes people get confused. In fact, we get each other's mail, I'm told. I'm originally from Barbados in the West Indies. I'm the first baptized Catholic in my family. My mom was the first Catholic. She was Methodist and became Catholic, but did not have to be rebaptized, just confirmation, First Communion. So I'm the first baptized Catholic, raised Catholic my whole life. Even after we immigrated to the United States, Catholic schools, grade school, high school, college, and graduate school, felt God might be calling me to monastic life. So I was with the Benedictines for a while back in Newark, New Jersey, and then left monastic life, met my wife, got married. She's from Oregon, moved out west, and was in law enforcement for 23 years, and then during that time discerned a call to the diaconate, and was ordained 22 years ago, and have been married now for 30 years. And 12 years ago, I felt God was calling me to leave my career in law enforcement to begin to speak and to write full-time on the Catholic faith. I've been doing so part-time, doing some WTN, but God called me to take the leap, which I did, like I said, 12 years ago, and haven't looked back ever since.
Yeah. And many of us have been blessed because of that, including Real Presence Radio, because you have been with us at other banquets. In fact, just Sioux Falls. I just dropped you off at the airport a few weeks ago, right?
Yeah, you sure did. And it's been really fun to be at the support Real Presence Radio. It's the first time. I mean, I've spoken at radio banquets before, fundraisers, but not like for all the networks, you know, for one station for all their markets, which is great. I've been having a wonderful time. It's so great to see all the people coming out to support Catholic radio, especially in this day and age where, you know, apps and technology and digital formats and online virtual presentations, you know, that's kind of the norm. And in a sense, and you guys are going, maybe radio's going away. No, it's not going away.
Yeah.
In fact, I think more people are listening to Catholic radio now more than ever. Maybe, yes, in their cars, but even more so like on the apps and in those other mediums as well. So people are listening. Why? Because their hearts are yearning for the truth. And the truth that sets us free, as it says in John 14:6, is Jesus Christ himself. Yeah. That's what people are longing for. That's what people are desiring. They want the fullness of truth, which is Christ, and that's what Catholic radio gives them.
Yeah. And I think people are also just tired of the screens, and they're, you know, we were just having a conversation. There's a local girl here in the Fargo-Moorhead area who was one of the voices on one of the Saints Alive podcasts, and I think people are kind of yearning to go back a little bit. And thankfully, we have Catholic radio, Real Presence Radio, of course, but all Catholic media, someplace that they can go to for safety, away from some of the other garbage out there.
Yeah, you know, I mean, technology is great. It's a wonderful tool. But at the same time, you know, you don't want it to become your life. And so I remember my kids were teenagers, you know, there were some retro things. They started listening to music from my era, you know,
yeah.
in the late 70s, early 80s, they, you know, shopping at thrift stores was kind of an in thing. They called it thrifting.
Yep.
You know, instead of going to buy new stuff, you go to like Goodwill, a place like that, buy clothes. I mean, so there's this retro feel, but I think, yeah, kids, you know, yeah, they embrace technology. They're almost naturally attracted to it, but at the same time, they realize that there's an emptiness to it. Mm-hmm. You know, that it's not my life. You know, instead of looking for things to draw them more deeply to where their hearts are, what their hearts really desire. And what is that? It's really a deep, intimate, personal relationship with Jesus Christ. I think that's what Catholic radio brings. And there's such a thing as screen fatigue.
Oh.
You know, you just get sick of looking at screens
yes.
all day, and your mind wants to do something different. And there's Catholic radio right there waiting to provide that fill in the void of the gap or the emptiness that some people may feel because of the overuse of technology.
Yeah. We listen to, I listen to mostly Real Presence Radio, but on the way home from my brother's last weekend, we listened to the Vikings game on the radio. And mm-hmm. I forget how much I enjoy listening to even sports on the, you know, just like the play-by-play. And I thought, why, you know, I can get so much more done. I used to listen and do housework, and now I sit down and watch a football game. And so, yeah, going back and getting away from the screens, I think for me is great. And I would say 99% of the time I'm listening to Real Presence Radio. But every once in a while, you got to catch a football game, right? So you have traveled to Falls for us. You've been to Rapid City. You've been to Duluth. You still have, and you have Fargo. You have Aberdeen next year. You also have, you're going to be in Bismarck, right? I mean, I don't want to get it, but you're going to be pretty much all over. But you're also all over everywhere, Deacon. You get everywhere in the world. What is that like to travel everywhere, just to talk about this faith that we share?
Well, quite frankly, Lynn, it's quite humbling. You know, I never, when I was discerning the call that God had given me to do this on a full-time basis, I, in my mind, did not even think about traveling internationally or anything like that. It was just, you know, it started happening organically, and invitations started coming. And, you know, the first overseas invitation I received was to Singapore. And I was like, Singapore? Man, I just started, I remember that from like the King and I or something like that. I remember like, what is this place? There ain't even Catholics there, you know? And so I've been there like 5 times now, and it was Australia 9 times. And I've been to 32 countries now.
Wow.
And in fact, I just received the invitation from the Bishop of Kuwait to come and do something there. So it's just really humbling, because, you know, the Lord just said, trust me, you know. And I was like, I don't know about this, God. I'm pretty comfortable where I am right now in my life. He goes, you need to get uncomfortable. Just trust me. And so I did, you know, with the love and support of my wife. We made this decision, and it's been an amazing journey. And it's so great to see the church in so many different parts of the world, and see that in a lot of ways we share some of the same struggles, you know, to be able to keep our children in the faith, for example. That's a huge thing, no matter where you go, you know. So I'm just grateful to God that I'm just being a finely tuned instrument in His hands.
Yeah. And you're going to give a little bit of a preview after our break, which is still a couple minutes away. But I will say, for those who are listening, I mean, the reason you're invited all over is because you kind of light people on fire. Like you, there's no sleeping in any of your talks. No one will doze off.
Yeah, people ask how do you do that? How do you get the energy to do that? How do you, I don't know. I mean, I think where the style came from, I guess, I don't know if you want to call it, I don't know, but when I used to teach at the police academy, I taught a course called Contemporary Threat Assessment Methodology. So it was teaching police officers and first responders how to identify and respond to threats of terrorism. And they don't want to be there. you know, because back then, you know, in 2001, 2002, that era, yeah. My class was required because obviously the events of 9/11 and all that. So, you know, but the cops, they want to be out on the street doing stuff. So I thought, how can I keep these guys interested and engaged with this content that's going to save people's lives? But how do I make it inspiring and interesting? So I think, and I thought, well, what if I were sitting out there? How would I want to hear this material? And so I think the style I developed combined with my master's degree in theology for the diaconate and formation, God put those gifts together and said, I need you to do a different type of threat assessment for souls. Mm. And so, yeah, I made the leap. Here I am.
Yeah. And people keep asking you, right? Just like you said, you're the trust. So, you know, I think you and I had, and maybe we didn't, but the trust that you have to have when you leave a job that seems pretty secure. I left my job about a year and a half ago. Thankfully, I'm not making a living speaking, but it's a completely different kind of trust, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's a leap that a lot of people can't make. So that's why I think people are so interested in what I'm doing. Because how are you doing this? How are you doing that? So it's not me, it's God that's doing it. I get invitations to speak almost every single day of the year. I have to say no a lot more times than I say yes. You know, so God has just been good. And I am gone a lot. You know, my wife understands what God is doing, and she's been tremendously supportive. Obviously, when the kids were younger, when I left, I wasn't traveling as much as I am now. But none of this happens without the love and support of my wife. She's been amazing.
Awesome. So we are going to be going to a break here, Deacon, and so you'll be staying with us through the break. This is Lynn Devitt. I'm talking to Deacon Harold Burke Sivers, and after the break, I'm hoping, Deacon, you can give us just a very quick preview of some of the themes that you'll be talking about when you are in Fargo and Aberdeen in February, and then we can get people really excited about signing up for those banquets. So listeners, please stay with us through the break. This is Lynn Devitt with Real Presence Radio on Real Presence Live.
Live, engaging, and local. This is Real Presence Live, where we bring you positive and uplifting stories and share the great things happening in our local area on the Real Presence Radio Network.
There will come a day when each of us will be asked to review the movie of our life and give an account to God. We will sorrowfully relive the bad times and joyfully revisit the good. Thankfully, no matter what you've done, there is hope, since Jesus came not to condemn the world, but to save it. So if you've been away from church for a while, we invite you to come home and find the peace that only comes from God. Visit CatholicsComeHome.org.
For me, it was just a question of, okay, put aside all of your preconceptions, your Protestant judgments, and come to it with an open mind. And once I did that, I started to recognize there was a whole bunch of scripture, as a Protestant, scripture was the bellwether for everything, that I had never looked at in the way the Catholics did. In fact, I think there were scriptures that I had felt like I'd never even seen before. I'm like, what? Where did that come from? And so then as the fog was lifted, I think the biggest thing that happened for both of us is that we recognized we no longer had to have all of the answers. There was a magisterium in place, and I can spend my entire life living contentedly in the Catholic faith and never stop learning and never have to have all the answers, because the church has them. And if I have a question, I can find it out. The Catholic faith brought us complete peace.
Seeking top-notch Catholic content? Dive into our website at realpresenceradio.com. Discover trustworthy Catholic news, local event info, and all the buzz from the RPR network. Need prayers? Pop over to our online portal and let the RPR family lift them up. Plus, stream any of our stations, anytime, anywhere. Real Presence Radio, your home for faith, hope, and a whole lot more. Find us online at realpresenceradio.com and join your family of faith and hope. You're listening to Real Presence Live. Now, back to more inspirational and uplifting stories and a look at the extraordinary things happening in our local area. Heard right here on the RPR Network.
Welcome back to Real Presence Live. My name is Lynn Devitt. I'm the Executive Director for Real Presence Radio. And I am very lucky today to be talking to our speaker at our next couple banquets in Fargo on February 3rd and Aberdeen, South Dakota on February 25th. Deacon Harold Burke Sivers, welcome back. I mean, again, you were just here before the break. And you're still here, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, good. I'm so glad to have you on. And so you were going to give us a little bit of a preview of what attendees of these banquets will be hearing in February.
Yeah, so the theme that has been through all of these different banquets that I've been very honored to be able to speak at is about going and making disciples. How do we effectively share the faith with others? So I kind of give a little overview about what's going on in the culture right now, the challenges and the struggles that so many of us are experiencing, trying to live our faith in a culture that's antithetical or even antithetic to what we believe. The culture of woke and the culture of conformity, the culture of radical individualism and moral relativism. So it kind of lay out the set the table here. Here's where we are right now and how really Real Presence Radio helps us, for everybody from the clergy to people in the pew, really give us the tools that we need to help people encounter Jesus. Not just learn about Jesus, not just hear about Jesus, but to truly encounter the living God in the person of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so I go through talking about how do we effectively share our faith without getting defensive, without taking it personally when people yell at us or whatever, without yelling or screaming, without any of that. How do we do what St. Paul says in Ephesians 4:15, to preach the truth in love? Mm-hmm. And so I give some practical witness and examples to that. And the probably most fun part of the whole thing is when I talk about what do you do for your kids and loved ones who are away from the church? How do you even begin to have discussions with them about the Catholic faith when they don't even want to talk about it? Mm-hmm. So that always seems to be the highlight. And then I end talking about some real stuff. And in fact, I just got a couple of really powerful emails from people from recent talks over the past couple of months that I'm going to share at the next two dinners in Fargo and Aberdeen. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah. And so, Deacon, you also have a show every day on EWTN. And so our listeners may hear you pretty regularly there, but I just want to assure anyone who's like, I already hear Deacon, I don't need to go to a banquet, he's better in person. I think you're good on the radio. I don't want to take anything away from you on the radio, Deacon, but in person you are better. So I just want to throw that out there. Also, I talked earlier about how you kind of set things on fire, and you do, but I also don't want people to think like you're always on like the high octave. The reason you set me on fire is because you have this really great balance of like, and then all of a sudden you say something and it just kind of hits you in the heart. And I appreciate that very much.
Yeah. Thank you, Lynn. I try to find balance when I'm putting together talks, and I often prepare talks in adoration. People say, what do you do to adoration time? Do you pray the office? Do you pray a rosary? Do you read? Do you do Lectio Divina? Do you something? I'm like, yes, but a lot of times since I'm speaking so much now, I actually go with and I'm old school, I admit, pen and paper, and I actually sit down and just start writing out ideas, or going through the talk I'm about to give, and I let the Lord help direct me, Lord, what do you want me to say? Lord, all this is for you. It's not about me. This is all you. So what do you want me to share? What do you want people to hear? at this particular group at this particular time, you know, in the life of the church? What do you want them to hear? And I just be open to the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm. So, Deacon, I channel you when I text one of my children, because she's maybe taking a little bit of a break from the church, and I always want to send her these long texts, and I always think of you. I'm like, just send love. And I don't know if you've used those words exactly, but that's what I hear when you talk about specifically kids or those who are, you know, if they're just saying they're taking a little bit of a break or they've left altogether. Your focus on love over preaching, which is interesting because you're such a good preacher, but the focus on love.
Yeah, I think the big mistake that we make is thinking that we can convince somebody into the faith. If I just do this, if I just read this, if I just give them this tract to read, if I just give them this video to watch, then I know that I can convert them. And that's the biggest mistake that we made. It's just like thinking that we can just send our kids to Catholic school or confirmation class, or and somehow they'll just remain Catholic. Mm-hmm. No, I mean, those are tools in the toolbox, but you have to use the tools in order for them to be effective. So what I try to do is to teach people how to use the tools that we have in the church to be effective in sharing the faith, especially with those who are closest to us. But the thing that puts it all together is love, and that's the piece that we forget. You know, we think convince, you know, and try to you know, talk people into the faith or convince people into the faith, which is great. Again, those are tools, but love is the foundation of everything. And so I just talk about how do we incorporate love into everything that we're doing when it comes to sharing and witnessing to our faith.
Yeah. And again, not love without truth. It's not that kind of love we're talking about.
Yep.
It's love of
the truth and love.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Not I love everything you're doing right now. It's I love you enough to want to invite you back to Mass.
Yes, yeah. Exactly, yeah. Exactly. That's it.
Beautiful. So we just, you know, we have a few minutes left. And tell me a little bit more, too, about Deacon, the show that you have every afternoon. And here in Real Presence Radio Country, it's on at 3 p.m. And so we do the Divine Mercy Chaplet. So we tend to get into your show a little bit late. But tell us a little bit about your mission in your daily show.
Yeah, so it's called Beacon of Truth. And, you know, I've been with E.W. Chen. Oh, boy. The first time I was on, I think, was 2005. And so I have 9 television series. I've been with Father Mitch Pacwa, E.W. Chen Live, numerous times. I think I've done every show that they have on there in television. And a few years back, I also had a radio show, which I did every morning. It was a morning show back then called Morning Glory.
Yep, I remember it.
And, yeah. And so after that show had its run, I was approached by EWTN about a year and a half ago, about considering doing another radio show. And I said, okay, as long as it's not in the morning. Woo, I can't, you know, getting up at 3 o'clock every morning was hard. And plus with my travel schedule increasing, you know, and having to get the cat to fly a lot of the time, I wouldn't be able to do a show like that. So, and so they said, well, what if it's like an afternoon show, like, early afternoon, for you in Pacific, or early afternoon? I said, yeah, that could work. And so we kicked around some ideas, and we thought about how we could leverage kind of what I do best, some of the things that you talked about, and to order to make an effective and dynamic show. And so, we talked about it for a few months, put together some ideas, and then, you know, the show debuted February of this year, you know, so early this year. And so, so we just try to bring people to a deeper love and intimacy of Jesus Christ by doing one thing really, really well, mm-hmm. speaking the truth of the faith in love, right? Yeah. So You know, we don't talk about politics. We don't talk about any stuff that you hear on other radio shows. We talk a lot about music because both our producer, Ace McKay, and myself, we're musicians, and we try to engage younger audiences by meeting them where they're at and using music as a vehicle for evangelization. So we play fun bumper music coming back from the break, so we kind of talk about that. And we have a Beacon of Truth playlist episodes that we do about once a month. We take songs and kind of look at them through a Catholic lens. And, we talk about all different aspects of the faith. We have a segment called the Soulful Psalms. We yep. break open God's Word in the Psalms and share some reflections, which is actually now its own podcast. People have been really enjoying those reflections. So, yeah, it's just been a wonderful, wonderful journey, and I really enjoy and look forward to doing the show every day.
Yeah. So I feel like I'm all over the place, but maybe it's because you do too much, Deacon. We just had Cy Kellett over in Rapid City as a speaker. He's actually going to be in Duluth. You were in Duluth last year. He seems to be following you around. Yeah. But anyway, we were talking about the previous speaker in Rapid City, and Cy was like, oh, and he wrote that really, really great book on the Venerable Augustus Tolton. And so I just wanted to pass that along, that just in passing, Cy was just... kept talking about your great book on Augustus Tolton.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, I never thought of myself as an author, just as a speaker, but I've been approached by a number of different publishers to write things for them. And so now I'm up to 6 books and working on the 7th one now. So again, God is using me in so many ways that I didn't even ask for or imagine, you know. But when you put that kind of trust, and that's the kind of trust that God wants from everyone. The same trust that Mary had during the Annunciation. I mean, I'm sure she did not understand the full implications of what her yes would mean, but she went ahead and said yes to the Lord, and she trusted him. And that's the kind of trust that each and every one of us should have with our Lord.
Absolutely. So, Deacon, thank you so much for being on with us. I look forward to seeing you again and maybe driving you to an airport, and maybe a plane will leave on time for you.
Yeah, hopefully.
Well, God bless you.
Thank you, Lynn.
Thank you so much. Yes, God bless you. And for those of you listening, please stay with us through the break. Our next segment, we will be talking to John Clark about the Knights of Columbus here in North Dakota. This is Lynn Devitt on Real Presence Live.